790 Dragon Sports Talk Radio.
Sports Talk Radio.
It was 3 a.m. when I heard the sound.
It's time for FSL tonight. Tom Merritt with you along with Justin Robert Young. How you doing, Justin?
Howdy, folks.
We have got opening week action and really not too many surprises here to talk about today, Justin. But we'll go through game by game, give you some of the highlights, some of the scores, look ahead at the week ahead. You know, one of the weird things about week one, no home team took home a
victory. No. A lot of heartbroken fans around the FSL this week. Although, again, I just, can we savor the moment
people
that we are finally back?
People choking on their Alderaan Rouge out there.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody, all the home teams lost, but really not a whole lot of surprise otherwise. You know, we kind of went chalk this week. The favorites had their way, but still some very telling storylines that set us up for week two. Let's start with Serenity Valley defeating Alderaan 6-4. Tom, what stood out to you in this?
Big game for Malcolm Reynolds. Came out, took command early. Obviously, he works so well with Zoe Elaine. And those two, you could hardly even tell anybody else was on the field. Alderaan just looked weak. The two Organas, Bale and Leia, did not come together in this game.
Certainly not. You know, and as well as the rest of the team played, you got to wonder for Serenity Valley, you know, why Inara's even there? She just seems useless on the field and really saw very, very little playing time.
Right, the little playing time she did have, it looked like she wanted to be somewhere else.
Exactly. You know, she doesn't seem central to any of their plans and is by and large useless. But still, they come out ahead 6-4. And really, I mean, you can't say enough about how abused Mon Mothma was.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did she look bad? I'm telling you, you want somebody in there at defense, and I know he's more of a center utility player, but they need to use young Luke Skywalker. Just purchased the contract from Tosche Station in the offseason. Coach Kenobi's got to put him in if they really want to see themselves go over the top.
Absolutely. You know, he's certainly, the book on him is he's got a fantastic shot, you know. You know, he's done a lot of a lot of practice on his home world Tatooine. We will see going forward whether or not they make that switch, but as it is right now, 6-4, a loss in the books for the hometown Alderaan crowd, which is not used to seeing such crippling or final disappointment.
Vulcan went into Canton, and I tell you what, all these teams always complain when they end up at Mutter Field. It's just, you know, talk about needing a new stadium. All these teams always talking about needing new stadiums. Canton really needs a new stadium. And no surprise here to see Vulcan come out on top 11-2.
Listen, you would have thought that this was a pawn far because Spock made Canton defender Kessler his woman on the field today. 4 goals for Spock. It was an absolute murder for the Vulcan Velocity.
And yet, this team plays so calm, so solid. You could, as they were tearing Canton apart, you never saw shows of emotion. You never saw celebrations. You never saw them rubbing it in their face. But the biggest margin of the week, 11-2, Vulcan just stomps on Canton. Not a big surprise there. Let's look at the more pitched battle. Probably the closest game we expected turned out to be the closest game of the week. Kronos just edging Arrakis 3-2.
Yeah, really. And you cannot say enough about how much Kalus means to Kronos this season. He really is the steadying anchor, a player coach, as many are this season. But, you know, what sticks out to me is the absolute lack of firepower from Arrakis. And they seem distracted with all the off-season stuff, stadium-wise, with the Atreides family.
Do you think that, I mean, there was a lot of talk this offseason about moving the stadium to Arrakeen. I don't know why you'd want to put a stadium out there in the sticks like that. Carthag Coliseum, yeah, it's old, but it is still serviceable. It's no Mutter Field. This is a great place to play. And I wasn't expecting that to really matter to Fade Rotha, to Glossu, to Cryubi. I mean, these guys are are monsters, right, on the field. So I don't see why stadium talks would distract him. But maybe that's what it was, because they looked like they had no direction out there.
No, and you really have to start questioning the leadership of Vladimir Harkonnen. I mean, you know, I at some point the buck stops with him, and
he's,
you know,
colorful, though. He's a fan favorite.
He certainly is. And surprising elevation for a big man. He's got some pretty big ups, but you know, you gotta wonder when your coach is floating around on the sidelines, you know, where's the focus?
Yeah,
where's the focus on the field?
What is the entertainment here for the fans? Is it the game or is it the coach? And definitely Harkonnen gets that criticism a lot. Little light on the bench. The bench work did not serve Arrakis, and I think that's where Kronos ended up with that last-minute score. Lursa, Beitor in the backfield were brilliant, and that put them over the head. That's how they scored that winning point.
Certainly so. I mean, the Dura sisters as a unit certainly made their impression felt on this game.
Well, that puts Kronos having the edge over Arrakis, but it's so early. You know, you can't really look at the standings at this point. But this is an important game for Kronos to win. The Raiders up one game over Arrakis, far, far from over, though.
Well, hey, listen, you can only play the games that are on the schedule. And right now, if you are a Kronos fan, ladies and gentlemen, sons of Kalis, it might be the last time this season you are in first place in the Western Division, because the Mordor Crows absolutely abused the Coruscant Empire today.
Now, it's no surprise to see Mordor just stomp over an opponent like this, but Coruscant's no weakling. You've got some strong players there with the Fets on both ends of the line. Mara Jade is actually showed off her talent in this game. It was sad to see it go down in a loss. I mean, they could not score, and I'll tell you what, I'll point the finger at Grand Moff Tarkin. That guy had plenty of opportunities, but he was shut down by Shelob every time.
Yeah, no, certainly so. And you really, I think you're going to see a underground current of fan support to get more playing time for Grand Admiral Thrawn. But to be honest, I don't know if they put out the entire fully functioning battle station. This, you know, you are not going to beat Mordor even at home. I mean, it is absolutely insane to see how strong this team looked between, you know, the leadership of Morgoth, Sauron, Witch King Angmar, Gollum. This is really a absolute unstoppable force.
Yeah, and so you end up with an 8-0 win for Mordor. I don't know, was it the last quarter of the game, the last 25% of the time played with Saruman, Shagrat, and Grishnok in the game? you got your second string in there, and they still were killing.
Yeah, I mean, this is a stacked team from top to bottom, and you know, really, do they need anybody else other than the Eye of Sauron?
Sometimes it doesn't look like it, and a lot of times that's a criticism of a team, right? When you have the big man come out and dominate and not play as a team, it does not seem to matter at Mordor. The rest of the team serves Sauron, and they serve it up well. In this case, shutout of Coruscant, 8-0. Well, let's look ahead to week 2. Of course, every team, you're either 1-0 or 0-1. So you have a chance to stay undefeated or even the score next week. Alderaan at Vulcan. Now, if Alderaan looks the way they look this week, I think that's easily going to be a Vulcan win. What do you think?
You know, it's not like Alderaan looked terrible. They were just kind of matched up against a better team. And I think that unfortunately for them is going to happen next week. And you know, when you're in that division, if you're not playing the Mudders, you're going to probably be playing somebody better than you if you are the Alderaan Rebels this season. But, you know, listen, they're a scrappy group. And, you know, hopefully they'll be able to band together and pull something out.
Of course, you got a grudge match, which always ends up in one team's hands. Canton wades into Serenity Valley this week. How bad is it going to be for Canton?
You know, obviously, you know, they have a particular and odd, it may be the oddest relationship is in sports between the Canton Mutters and utility man for the Serenity Valley Fireflies, Jane.
Yeah, the Canton team deifies the opposing player, changing the name from the Mutters to the Janes a few years back. I mean, this is a weird situation.
Certainly so. Specifically, Jane's reaction to this might affect his play on the field. But, you know, it doesn't matter whether he gets one of them shot. You know, the Serenity Valley is going to walk over him.
Bad luck scheduling-wise for Arrakis. They travel to Mordor to play...
Home opener.
The home opener for the Crows. Arrakis barely got beat by Kronos, but they do not get a break. And they are probably going to end up 0-2 after this week.
We're going to see how funny it is to Vladimir Harkonnen when he steps foot on the Crows home tour.
Does he put a foot down? I think about it, I'm not sure I've ever seen that.
No. He certainly laughs quite a bit. But.
Yeah, he's got a wicked laugh. And probably the game of the week, the game to watch, the closest match will be the Coruscant Empire looking for some redemption against the Kronos Raiders at home on Kronos. So this will be an interesting matchup. Probably anyone's call. Raiders looked good against the Barons. I'll give the edge to the Raiders, but this could go either way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I have very, 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 strong opinions about the makeup and the trustworthiness of Coruscant and how much I think they're really looking out for each other and aren't just waiting for an opportunity to strike them down and take their position. So,
yeah, Coruscant, Palpatine has got to bind this team to his will and forge them as a weapon if he wants to go up against Kronos, which they survive simply on energy. You know, they just come at you and they keep coming at you and there's no stopping them.
At some point, you're going to have to look at this Coruscant team and ask, especially when you're, looking at the Feds, are they teammates or are they just hired guns?
Yeah, that's right. These guys are being paid big salaries to deliver, but a lot of times, if you're not made part of something bigger, if you don't buy the religion Palpatine's selling, it shows on the field that you're just out there serving your own interests.
Absolutely. But, it is fantastic to have the FSL back in all of our lives. I don't know. What is your game of the week?
My game of the week is Coruscant and Kronos. That's going to be the most interesting game to watch. What about yourself?
To me, and it's hard to say in week two that you're looking at a must win. But, I think if Alderaan does not something, it's going to be really hard crawling back against, the very, very, very strong Vulcan or Serenity team. And it's not like, when they go out of division and play the West that it's going to get any easier, really.
Rebels, man, they're down is where their backs against the wall is where they perform the best.
I mean, but you have to start thinking, who are you going to replace if, your top line starts coming up with the kind of futility that they did this week? I mean, do you put in a Lando Calrissian?
Yeah.
Is he a guy that you can really trust with the game on the line?
That's a good question. There's been some questions. We talked about it in the pregame show about negotiations between him and other teams. I don't think Alderaan has to worry about relegation thanks to the Canton Janes, but they could go either way. This team could surprise us and absolutely win it all. We'll just have to wait and see.
That is certainly the kind of dreams that Alderaan I don't know if I'd bank on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be back next week with a recap and let you know where things stand on FSL tonight. Justin Robert Young. We'll see you next week on the field.
Yeah. Hit the lights. Said that Michigan.